This is Spence Denny on ABC Radio Adelaide.
It's a morning when we bring news of a much-loved colleague. And to explain further, Graeme Bennett, who's a colleague of the person we are speaking about and the current station manager here at ABC Radio Adelaide. Good morning to you, Graeme Bennett.
Morning, Spence, and very sad news for all of us here at the ABC today, but also for the ABC family outside of Collinswood, the listeners, the audiences, who for so many years enjoyed the work of Philip Satchell as a presenter at this station. Very sadly, Philip died peacefully in the RAH last night after an illness, and as I say, a very sad day, obviously, for us, but most importantly for his wife, Cecily, daughter Jemima, who have endured so much in the past few years, and our thoughts and love go out to them. Also to Philip's sons, Andrew, Tim and David, from his previous marriage to wife Anne. So, as I say, our sincere condolences to all of the Satchell family. It's a very sad day, and I know, just talking to my colleagues here today, how affected everybody has been. I know that many people will remember Philip's work, the wonderful warmth that he brought to every single minute of his work with us. You and I were just reminiscing that we were here when he did his last show on September the 18th of 2003 in this very studio. I was on the other side of the glass, and Philip was doing what he does or did absolutely best, which was to communicate. And
he was just shy of 84, was awarded an AO in 1988, multiple award winner for the work that he did. But I think more importantly, was just such a big part of living in Adelaide via ABC Radio for 40 years.
Yep.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It is incredible. And as another colleague was just pointing out, you know, for a lot of people, Philip Satchell brought the news of September 11 to so many people here in South Australia. He was present at the funeral of Sir Donald Bradman. There are so many highlights. It's pointless even to try and wrap up what he did in 40 years with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. I've got a lovely message this morning from the managing director of the ABC, David Anderson, who was recalling an exit interview, if you like, he did when he was moving from Adelaide into the ABC's head office in Ultimo, and remembers that very fondly. So many people in the ABC will be very saddened to hear this news today, as we are. But hopefully we can help people celebrate such a wonderful man, a wonderful life, a wonderful broadcaster. And I think we'll get plenty of opportunity to do that in the coming hours and days. So, again, condolences to Philip's family. But we remember him with such respect and fondness. And yeah, I hope the audience joins us in that celebration today.
Let's just bring you a reminder, and this is just such a small snapshot of a 40-year career here at the ABC, just a reminder of how polished Philip Satchell was.
You're listening to Philip Satchell on 891 ABC Adelaide.
Good morning, I'm Philip Satchell, and it is a great pleasure, I have to say, it's a great pleasure to have the Honourable Kim Beazley with me this morning as our special guest. Mr. Beazley, welcome. It's really nice that you can join us.
Well, after all this time, it's very nice to be with you.
I have a very special guest this morning, who is Ida Buttrose. Special enough to actually make me a little nervous. It's the sort of interview that I'd like to make really good. So, Ida, welcome this morning.
Thank you. I'm sure it will be.
Ida, it's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ida Buttrose, who is many things. She is the beginning of Clio. She is ITA. She is the Telegraph. She is so many things. She is radio. She is television.
I first met Philip back in about 1977 when I started working for Don Dunson as his press secretary. I remember that we all went out there in our safari suits to the ABC, and there was Philip in his safari suit. Still got it. But the one thing that I always remember about Philip and will always honour him for is that everyone, no matter what side of politics, respected his integrity.
Good evening, this is Philip Satchell, and I've been broadcasting a long while, but I don't think I've ever been quite as nervous as I am tonight. And that seems a strange irony in life, that for my last broadcast here on 891 Evenings, that I should be as tremulous as I am tonight. And what I'm hoping to do through the evening is hear from you how we've influenced each other. It would be wonderful if you would like to call us during the evening at any time. And I don't know why I ever abandoned that theme. That was one of the great themes that I ever had. It worked beautifully in the afternoons for years and years, probably a decade. We used Grieg's Holberg Suite. I don't think I've ever been as bewildered in my life as I was on that morning. Heavens, what do we do? How do we cope with this? Where do we start? And it was just sort of overwhelming and just the shock. I just remember being in this sort of nothing feeling. And one of the most extraordinary things happened. One of our listeners rang and said, told us that his daughter was living in New York and was living in this area. And we found her. And she, in fact, was living just opposite the trade towers, more or less, and was in the dust of all of this. I actually don't remember what happened that morning. It was just so overwhelming. I don't know what happened. I don't know what I felt like at the end of the morning. It was just one of those days. And I might say again that while it's a metropolitan station, for me, always being associated with our regional broadcast, I think every program I've done has had a regional component in it. That's been one of the most important parts for me, because growing up in the country myself, it's probably the reason I'm in radio. Radio was so important. So my programs have been, I suppose, usually directed to regional South Australia and Broken Hill. Spiritual matters, though, are very dangerous, because it's the one area in the world where there's no definitive answer, that people have to believe that they have it or are getting close to it or something. And if you challenge that, oof.
Yeah, they go bunter.
Yeah.
Mm. I can remember once saying that God fills it. God expands exponentially to fill the vacuum in intellect that we call faith. Yes. And the phone just went melting on the table.
Nancy from Seacombe Heights recalls how you love being called Phil, and people asking how you are. So how are you, Phil? And we love
well,
you.
Well, as the fluff ball of time pops out of the navel of destiny. And the nylon underpants of fate ride uncomfortably up the cleft of despair. I notice we've come to the end of another program.
Vale Philip Satchel, what an extraordinary gentleman.